The Pride of Remembrance. Navy veteran Herbie shares his reflections on the challenges of sight loss and the honour he feels at being able to march at the Cenotaph on Remembrance. I joined the Royal Navy when I was 20 and volunteered for the submarine service. By the time I'd finished training, 9/11s had happened, and that meant deployments all over the world. Most of my service was spent in the Arabian Sea. On submarines, everyone had more than one role. I was a stores accountant, but I also qualified as a diving planesman instructor and a fireman. I enjoyed the responsibility, but honestly the best bit was when we finally went into port. We'd been away for weeks, and getting letters from home was really special. Back then, none of us had mobile phones, so letters meant everything. A couple of years into my service, I became very unwell. I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. I'll never forget the consultant holding up my X-ray and saying, "The whole of the right side of your chest is grey. That's all cancer." It was a huge shock. I was only 24, but I used the resilience and humour the military had given me to keep going. When I went into remission, I wanted to stay in the submarine service, but because of my health, I was told I'd need to be on a ship with a doctor. That would have meant having a job with a lot less responsibility than I had on a submarine. This is when I made the incredibly difficult decision to leave the Navy. Unfortunately, health challenges have followed me through life. A few years ago, I had a stroke caused by diabetes, and soon after I noticed my eyesight starting to go. Stress and exertion made it worse, and I was referred to a specialist. This is when I first heard about Blind Veterans UK. Now I'm severely sight impaired, and my eyesight is still declining. I haven't driven in 2 years. That feeling of independence is already leaving me. Day to day, I've had to adapt small things like walking along the edge of the curb to keep myself in a straight line, as well as using aids that help me stay safe. Blind Veterans UK has been a huge support for me, and what makes them so inspiring is how much they give people back their confidence and independence. The charity doesn't just provide practical help. They create a real sense of belonging. You suddenly feel part of a family again, a military family that understands what you're going through. What inspires me most are the other veterans. Everyone's story is different, but the way they face sight loss with strength and determination is remarkable. Some are doing things you wouldn't think possible, sports, hobbies, even taking on new challenges, all because Blind Veterans UK gave them the encouragement and support to believe they could. It shows you that sight loss doesn't have to be the end of independence or ambition. In many ways, I feel more connected to the military now through the charity than I ever did when I was serving. They've given me friendship, motivation, and the belief that I can still achieve, despite my challenges. That's why I'll always say Blind Veterans UK is a truly inspiring charity. This year, I feel honoured to be marching at the Cenotaph alongside other blind veterans, including some who fought in the Second World War. I've watched the ceremony on TV so many times, so being part of it is going to be very special. I'll be thinking of my dad that day. He served in the Enniskillen Regiment in the war and was badly injured. He never spoke about his experiences, but I know he was awarded medals for his service. He carried those memories quietly, and I'll carry his memory with me as I march. For me, remembrance is about thinking of others, about the people who served, those who gave everything, and the families who stood by them. As I march, I'll be thinking of my dad, and I hope I can make him proud. And I'll also be thinking of Blind Veterans UK because they've shown me, and so many others, that no matter what challenges we face, we can still live full and meaningful lives.